You'll take a point after the majority of the play.
I think that we carried a little bit of fortune at times in the game today, but I would argue that over the last 2.5 months or 3 months as I've been here, we haven't always had that. So, yeah, and I think coming away from home, a team that's in the best form in the division and going to go behind as well. So there's a lot more good things about today than negatives.
Yeah, Jamie Langfield back. Scott Gallagher, Scott, is he an injury?
Yeah, Scott was injured yesterday in training, yeah. So Jamie came back in and look, it was a test for him because he's been out the team recently. From a mental perspective, I thought he did really well. You know, and obviously saving the second half is very, very good. But he's a proven goalkeeper, and so, you know, we didn't have too many concerns about him getting in there and doing his job properly. Yeah, you know, it's understandable because of the position that we are in, that as much as I will tell the players to have that belief in their abilities, you know, they're in control of that when they're on the pitch. So I think that last bit of belief is a little bit they're missing sometimes in the final third. But I was pleased with them today because, you know, given how they performed last week and how open I was in my criticism of them, both to you guys and to them within the dressing room, and we did that again at the early in the week, so the response was good today. You know, the character that they showed within the game was encouraging. I think the supporters recognised that today as well, that there is still a lot of life left in us yet.
You haven't lost any ground, Jack. You gained a little bit in
Dunlap. Yeah, look, it's a good weekend for us because it, coming here, as I said, difficult place to come with the form they're in. And the game was very open at times, and there was opportunities in it. And so, and when you look at other results, as we have to do it this time. You know, I didn't do it when I first came into the job, but now as we go into these latter stages of the season, we've got to do that. We've got to be aware of it. And as you said, not lost any ground, gained a little bit. And so it's a positive weekend for us.
And like busy, You've been busy, players coming in and going out. Is there more business to be done?
Yeah, I mean, the position I was in, I think I've said this, that I was only able to work within the budget that was already stated at the start of the season, so I could only do it when I get ones out, then I can get ones in, and I've managed that so far, and with what I've done so far, I've still got a little bit left to bring in another player, and thereafter, if anybody else moves on, then that will create holes. So certainly there'll be one more coming in, potentially others, depending on what happens as the month progresses, because obviously as January moves forward, usually things get a bit more exciting in the market. You know, the start of the window usually tends to be a bit quieter.
Good for Gary McKenzie personally, having given him a penalty to get the
call. Yeah, I think so. You know, there's always that little bit of personal redemption for a player. You know, when he's conceded a penalty and it's led to a goal that he gets his rewards for it. He's a huge threat to set pieces for us. I thought his performance today was very good, and he's unfortunate in the first half not to score, obviously the one that comes off the inside of the post. So pleased for him. He's a good character. He's been good in my time here, and I'm asking, I'm making more demands of the senior players that, you know, they need to take that responsibility on to help drag our young players through this position as well. So yeah, pleased for him. All right, cheers, guys.